Kat and Nelly.
We are free.
Free radio.
Our really good friend Amy also happens to be Miss Shropshire. She's not had much luck with the bloke, so we said, right, we're going to sort you out for Valentine's Day. We're going to get you a lovely date. And then we thought we might get her dad on board, Phil, which is why we've called it Date My Daughter. So her dad is going to be picking three suitable men, which we're going to find out the three suitable men hopefully a little bit later on this morning.
There's a problem though, isn't there? Because Phil, the dad, we think he's getting a little bit carried away with, well, the fame. He's becoming a diva, isn't he, really?
He's getting really involved with this showbiz thing. I just think we need sorting out.
And we have actually got a phone number here. I think we need to make this call and just find out what he's been up to.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Staples Telford. Tracy speaking. What can I help you with today?
Ah, Tracy, the perfect person. This is Kat and Nelly from Free Radio. Hello.
Hello, sweetie.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay. Hi, all right.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that we've got the chance to speak to you, because I gather you've met a celebrity.
Yes, we met Phil yesterday.
Phil Henry.
We met Phil yesterday, came in the store.
Phil Henry, who is picking a date for his daughter, Amy,
he
Miss Shropshire,
did, yes.
On Date My Daughter.
He came in yesterday, and of course we had to get our picture taken with him.
I love this. What was he like when you said, can I have a picture with you?
Well, he's got very big-headed.
I thought so.
I have to say.
I thought so. I knew that was going to happen.
You know, he was here, do you want my autograph? I thought he was going to actually charge us.
Oh, so
no.
He was offering, was he? Oh, I see.
Oh, awkward.
That is awkward.
It was, yeah.
Do you know,
like,
that doesn't...
I do all his printing for him, and that's the way he pays me back, you know?
Well, that doesn't shock me that he was going to try and charge you for an autograph, because he's always got an angle, hasn't he, Phil?
He has. He's that way about him, yeah. He's a changed man since he's gone on the radio.
Do you think, though, he's the right person to be picking a date for his daughter?
I don't know. I think he might actually frighten them away. You know, because Amy is such a down-to-earth, lovely girl. And I think he might just frighten the lads away.
I'm a bit scared for that as well, because did you hear any of the audition process that we played out at all?
I did. And I've been watching them online as well.
He came across as quite a frightening guy.
He did, yeah. You know, he was always so down-to-earth beforehand.
Do you think we're going to find Amy a husband?
Amy, a husband? Well, if Phil's anything to do with it, I don't think so. I think Amy's destined.
Funny.
Brilliant. Oh, well, thanks for chatting to us, Tracy. And I love that you've posted that picture on our Facebook page. It's amazing.
Well, we had to do it, you know.
Bye, lovely. Thank you.
Right, Meghan Trainor's new song, Lips Are Moving, to play you next.